As a boy, I wanted to be a train. I didn't realize this was unusual, that other kids played with trains, not as them. They liked to build tracks and have trains not fall off them. Watch them go through tunnels. I didn't understand that. What I liked was pretending my body was 200 tons of unstoppable steel, imagining I was pistons and valves and hydraulic compressors. "You mean robots," said my best friend Jeremy. "You want to play robots?" I had never thought of it like that. Robots had square eyes and jerky limbs and usually wanted to destroy the Earth. Instead of doing one thing right, they did everything badly. They were general purpose. I was not a fan of robots. They were bad machines. I woke and reached for my phone, and it was not there. I groped around my bedside table, fingers sneaking between novels I didn't read anymore because once you start e-reading, you can't go back. But no phone. I sat up and turned on my lamp. I crawled underneath the bed in case my phone had somehow fallen in the night and bounced oddly. My eyes were blurry from sleep, so I swept my arms across the carpet in hopeful arcs. This disturbed dust, and I coughed. But I kept sweeping. I thought, have I been burgled? I felt like I would have woken if someone had tried to swipe my phone. Some part of me would have realized. I entered the kitchen. Kitchenette. It was not a big apartment. But it was clean because I didn't cook. I would have spotted my phone. But I did not. I peered into the living room. Sometimes I sat on the sofa and watched TV while playing with my phone. Possibly the phone had slipped down between cushions. It could be there now, just out of sight. I shivered. I was naked. The living room curtains were open and the window looked onto the street. The street looked into the window. Sometimes there were dog walkers and school-going children. I shivered again. I should put on some clothes. My bedroom was 6 feet away. But my phone could be closer. It could be right there. I cupped my hands over my genitals and ran across the living room and pulled up sofa cushions. I saw black plastic and my heart leaped, but it was only a remote. I got down on my hands and knees and felt around beneath the sofa. My ass tingled with the first touch of morning sun. I hoped nobody was outside that window. The coffee table was bare on top, but laden beneath with reference books I hadn't touched since Google. A phone book, for some reason. A phone book. 3 million sheafs of dead trees stacked up as a monument to the inefficiency of paper as an information distribution platform. But no phone. I sat up. A dog barked. For the first time ever, I wished I had a landline so I could call my phone. I peered at the top of the TV and it was empty, but maybe I had put my phone down there and it had been dislodged by minor seismic activity. As I crossed the room, my eyes met a jogger's. Her face contorted. That might have been from exertion. Behind the TV was a cord-based civilization, but no phone. It wasn't on the kitchen bench. It still wasn't on my bedside table or the carpet or any of the places I had already looked. My teeth chattered. I didn't know how warm it would be today. It might rain. Might be humid. I had no idea. I had a desktop, but it took forever to boot. More than a minute. I would have to choose clothes without information on the environmental conditions. It was insane. I showered. Sometimes to solve a problem, you need to stop trying solutions. You need to step back. I stood underwater and mentally retreaded the previous night. I had worked late. I had arrived home around 2. I don't think I ate. I went to bed and fell asleep without even using my phone at all. I realized, it's in my car. It made perfect sense. I turned off the water. I had not used soap or washed my hair, but from water was probably 80% clean. That was a pass. I wrapped a towel around my waist, grabbed keys from the kitchen, and padded out of the apartment. The stairwell was ice. I almost lost my towel trying to open the door to the underground garage. My car was in the sixth bay, and already I could see the empty dock. I whip-whipped it open anyway and crawled inside to search between seats. I could not believe I had driven all the way home without docking my phone. Or maybe I could. Sometimes I left it in my pocket and realized only when I stopped the car and reached for it. That had happened. And last night I had been tired. It wasn't inconceivable. The phone could be anywhere. It could be anywhere.